This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Community members are gathering at road checkpoints on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota to support border monitors and send a message to Governor Kristi Noem after the governor threatened legal action in a letter to the Oglala Sioux Tribe last week over highway checkpoints. The tribe set up checkpoints in response to COVID-19. Community members, including veterans and members of warrior societies, gathered Sunday at 6 different checkpoints in a show of strength and unity. Davidica Little Spotted Horse was at the West End entrance near Highway 18 by the tribe's casino.
We as Lakota people, we do know our rights and we do know that we live on sovereign territory. And it's extremely important to us. It's something that we're all proud of and something that we do look to for a sense of security is knowing that we have our own laws within our jurisdiction or within the boundaries. We have our own jurisdiction within the boundaries of our reservation and that we're allowed to govern ourselves that way. So that's something that's a sense of security, and we don't take that for granted.
She says throughout the day, there were up to 60 people at the west entrance taking COVID-19 precautions, wearing masks, and practicing social distancing. People are planning to continue to assist border monitors throughout the week. Noem is also calling on the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe to remove its checkpoints. Leaders of both tribes are rejecting the governor's request. Meanwhile, the governor is committed to taking the tribes to court over the checkpoints, while some state lawmakers want to help facilitate communication. Lee Strubinger has more.
In a letter to the press over the weekend, Maggie Seidel, senior advisor and policy director for Governor Noem, says the state needs unobstructed access to state and U.S. highways for through traffic. Both the presidents and chairman for the Oglala and Cheyenne River Sioux tribes say they're not only allowing traffic through the reservation, but have consulted with the state about their checkpoints. Seidel says the lawsuit threat by the state comes after hours of communications behind the scenes with tribes. However, they do not consider that as consultation with the tribes. She says no agreement was reached. The state points to a Department of Interior memorandum that states it's unlawful to interrupt the flow of traffic on state and U.S. highways within reservation boundaries. A 1990 ruling by the 8th Circuit Court finds that, absent tribal consent, the state has no jurisdiction over highways running through Indian lands. Troy Heinert is a Democratic state lawmaker whose district covers the Rosebud Reservation. He, along with four other Native state lawmakers, are asking the governor to let them help facilitate communications with the tribes.
And instead of working with tribes or saying, okay, that's not how we're doing it, but if that's what you guys need to do, then, you know, more power to you. But getting us involved in a, whether it's a lawsuit that I'm tired of paying for lawsuits that the state of South Dakota loses, or creating distrust and animosity, you know, that is not helpful to the greater good either.
Heinert says the state is not recognizing the inherent right of tribal sovereignty handed down by treaty, Congress, and the Supreme Court. He says he hopes the governor gives him a call. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The Board of Trustees and the staff of First Alaskans Institute are mourning the loss of former Lieutenant Governor of Alaska Byron Malott, who passed away last week after suffering a heart attack. Malott held many leadership roles, including founding president of First Alaskans Institute. He's being remembered for his work in public service and in the private sector. He was 77 years old. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.